Good to be with you this morning. I want to respond a little bit to the governor's State of the State address last night, and I'm sure you were all watching, and you have your news clips about it, but I just wanted to say it was a very uplifting experience, and I hope that people really heard what she had to say.
What was the... What would be your perspective on the most significant aspect of her address?
Well, I think, you know, just the bipartisan work that she's doing on all of the issues. She's very, very carefully reaching people all over the state. She's doing, she's talking about doing her town hall meetings around the state and getting out with the people, but also in working with the legislators, she's gotten bipartisan support for her education bill and for hopefully we'll get through our Medicaid expansion. She, you know, has announced some big hurdles there. She's working for jobs and transportation and trying to do a tax plan, you know, all the things that both sides of the aisle are trying to do. So I'm really excited about how she is approaching governing Kansas.
I know she mentioned something last night about a potential cut on the grocery tax. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I'm getting the budget in about an hour. At 9 o'clock, I have a meeting. Appropriations Committee meets with the Senate Ways and Means, and we'll get the budget that she's presenting to us. Although the legislature does the budget, finally, she does make her recommendations. She mentioned something about it, and she said for the most vulnerable, I hope that we're at least reinstating the refundable food sales tax for people who actually get cash back on, and that was cut a few years ago. Food sales tax is a huge source of revenue for Kansas, and, you know, to eliminate it is going to make some, we'll have to make other adjustments. But I do know that she has a tax plan coming, and part of it is getting the local ad valorem sales tax refund back to the counties, and that's something that has been missing since 03. So we have some work to do to restore Kansas to its routine, regular, healthy state, but we are doing that.
What's the...
So I don't know what you
do. Representative Carlin, what's the general feeling within the legislature with regard to her proposal for Medicaid expansion?
I think generally, as among the legislators, it's been well received. We do have leadership that did not stand and applaud that idea last night. That's very sad. The Speaker and the President of the Senate are showing that they are still dragging their feet. We have some work to do from the public. If the public wants to get that done, they need to be writing to the Senate and House leadership.
What would be your possibly three biggest goals with the 2020 legislative session?
Well, I think getting the highway funds back, getting the transportation going again, fixing those roads and streets in Manhattan are definitely lacking the funding for local support. I'd like to see our roads cleaned up, our education and higher education funding. And I think we're on the right track, so I'm anxious to see what she's recommending. I know that we are also concentrating on foster care and the Department of Children and Families, and Getting those kids taken care of is very high on my list, as well as mental health. Well, we just have a lot to do.
Always have a lot to do.
We always have a lot to do, and I think that we're on the right track. I'm just I'm excited that she's working on the agricultural industry, too, with trying to shoe up some international trade programs, and she's beefing up the Department of Commerce, which has had no support from the state for the last 10 years. So, you know, I'm just looking at what Kansas can do, and it's pretty exciting.
There was quite a bit of discussion, what has it been, a couple of weeks now, that Governor Kelly proposed uniting a number of human services agencies under one big umbrella. And what's the general consensus that you're hearing among your fellow legislators at the State House?
Well, you know, we haven't had very much time together yet, sort of all getting started, but I see it as a real positive, and it was all together until Sam Brownback separated it. So it has been together in the past. What we didn't have in that mix was the juvenile justice issue, and putting that in there is the new element. I know that last year or year before last, we found there was money left over in the programming for juvenile justice. And that meant those kids didn't get the programming that they should have been getting. And that money was used to fund some of our mental health crisis stabilization centers, which when we found the money, that's where we used it. But we didn't really know where that money came from. When we found out about that, that upset everybody, and we want those kids in juvenile care to have that money for their programming. It's real important to get them on their feet while they're young. So I think it's in the right place. Laura Howard has a grip on it, and under her leadership, she can set it up for the future. So I'm excited. Also, we're hiring social workers, looking for and actually grooming, getting students into our program so that they will be there to work with these programs. You know, we eliminated 2,000 state employees under the last administration, and we've got to rebuild that.
Representative Carlin, I know that a couple weeks ago she mentioned, the governor mentioned wanting to refinance CAPERS again to help pay down some of the debt here that the state has. Is that the right decision, do you believe?
Well, I visited with the head of CAPERS, staff head of CAPERS, Ellen Conroy, about that a year ago when this came up and it was defeated. And he made really good points about why that should be done. It is done periodically. It's like every, I don't know, 25 years or whatever it was, but we were within a year or so of that time frame, and she just tried to up it a little bit. And it was brought up before and rejected. So I think it should be done. It gets us the upfront money to support that system, and it's kind of complicated. I'm gonna wait till I hear her presentation on the budget to go on into that more. But yes, I do support it.
Well, Representative Carlin, we appreciate you taking some time in your busy schedule. I know there's a lot of things that are happening in Topeka this week, and I know that our listeners certainly appreciate not only your service, but for communicating your thoughts this morning here on KMAN. Appreciate you taking some time, and we'll look forward to continued reports from Topeka from you.
I'll talk to you after I hear that budget.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking
Have
forward
a good
to hearing
day.
You that your thoughts there.